There's a point where the alarm bells simply go off. Call it the biological clock, call it the window of childbearing years, but at some point, women's dreams of a family must confront a perhaps unwelcome and equally irrevocable reality. The story of three women who heard those alarm bells, found a plan B, and then found a very surprising and happy ending. Three wishes come true, a family tale for women everywhere. Hey, we're a family show. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Monday, April 26th. Lynn Scherer is in for Celeste this morning. And later on in the program, about 50 minutes from now, a story of how giving up on family actually created the opportunity for it.
It's a wonderful story.
It's a great story.
It really is. Okay, but first, let's get a check of the morning's top news. Tales of survival from rural Mississippi after more than 60 tornadoes cut a ribbon of despair across the state over the weekend.
I felt the front end of my truck lift up. I could see my headlights up into the debris cloud, and it dropped me back down and rolled me two or three, maybe even four times.
10 people were killed by the tornadoes, the largest one measuring 3/4 of a mile wide. One man took shelter under a table and held on as the twister tore apart the building around him. Thousands remain homeless. Meanwhile, President Obama went to West Virginia to carry out one of the toughest duties any president has, serving as comforter-in-chief for the grieving.
So these miners lived, as they died, in pursuit of the American dream.
He spoke at the memorial service yesterday for the 29 workers killed in this month's coal mine disaster.
This little light of mine.
The explosion and mining safety regulations are the subject of a Senate hearing tomorrow.
Big story out of Arizona over the weekend. Thousands of residents of that state had this message for the president. Obama, listen up. We're in this struggle, they said yesterday as they rallied in Phoenix and called for the president to fight a tough new law targeting illegal immigrants. For more, we're joined by Randy Archibald, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, John.
So how much does this, you know, sort of throwing down the gauntlet in Arizona ripple across the United States in general?
Well, this has already been cited by President Obama as an example of why a national approach to immigration reform is needed. He called this law misguided and a threat to civil liberty.
Well, ricochets from Arizona to Washington and beyond. Randy Archibald, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment on this story.
An immigration fight may be on the horizon. But the battle to overhaul the way Wall Street does business takes center stage today. Democrats are pushing for a procedural vote later today. Richard Shelby, ranking Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, was asked about it on ABC News last hour.
So, Senator, what are the chances of a deal before the test vote today?
I don't believe we'll have a deal today, George.
Well, there you have it. Shelby did say both sides are very close in concept, but have to iron out differences over two or three provisions.
The oil spill after last week's rig explosion in the Gulf of Mexico now covers 600 square miles and counting. 42,000 gallons a day are leaking into the ocean. Officials are using robot submarines to try to patch up the wellhead, but the process could take weeks. Later today, President Obama welcomes the world champion New York Yankees to the White House. Maybe a little tense, though, because Obama, as many of us know, is a Chicago White Sox fan. Asian and European markets are up this morning. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,204, the S&P at 1,217, and the NASDAQ chugging along at 2530 when it begins trading this morning. Coming up, if you're looking to start a family and a sperm bank is your only option, what happens when you finally find true love? It's a great story, three wishes, the topics ahead this hour. And we're talking about Arizona's tough new immigration law in just a moment. It's forced the agenda in Washington. Do you think immigration reform should be at the top of Congress's agenda? Give us the top priority in Washington in your view. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post it to thetakeaway.org.